It's a schus and an honor to be here today. Parshas Bo. Wow, what a jam-packed Parsha. We have a lot to do, and we have a lot of things to discuss. Again, one of these Parshas, there's so much. You got to pick and choose. But we're going to do like we always do. We're going to ask a couple of questions, and then hopefully we're going to come out with some major yesodos, some major foundations that we can apply to our lives. The Torah starts off, and we know that we're in the middle of the Makos. Last week's Parsha, Parshas Vayera, we finished off the seventh of the Makos. And then we come to Parshas Bo, in Perek Yud, Pasuk Aleph, Vayomer, Hashem El Moshe, Bo El Paro. Come to Paro, Ki Ani Ichbadeti El Libo. Because I made his heart, I hardened his heart. That Lev Avadov. And I made them very stubborn. And we spoke about last week how Paro was a person of just being a totally stubborn person, not realizing what was going on in front of him and not changing at all. And we know the Balaturim, quick little, nice little thought. The Balaturim says that Bo is Gematria 3. And this week's Parsha, we have the last of the Esther Makos. We have the Arba Choshech and Makos Bechoros. The Torah goes on further and says, and again, we're dealing with a conversation between Paro and Moshe Rabbeinu. What happens? In Perek Yud, Pasuk Ches, Moshe and Aaron return to Paro and they say, listen, let us go. We will let, what's the phrase? No, 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 I will not let you go, right? You know the song, we all know the song. You don't have to be embarrassed. You can loosen up a little, right? And Moshe and Aaron come to Paro and they say, let these Jewish people go. Let them serve Hashem. Let them imdu es Hashem. And then what does he say? Paro says, mi va mi hochim. Which ones are you going? Vayomer Moshe. Moshe says back, Binareinu b'zakeinu neleich. What do you mean? With our youngsters and with our elders we'll go. Bibaneinu b'noseinu b'tzoneinu b'kareinu neleich. Kichag lanu. What do you mean? Everyone's going to go. The children, the elders, everyone's going to go. And then Paro says, what do you mean? Lo, chichein, pasuk yudalef, lechuna hagvarim, let the men go. Ve'ibdu es Hashem, and go serve your God. Question number one, what is this give and take? What is the give and take between Moshe and Aaron and Paro? How come Moshe and Aaron are saying, binareinu zakeinu neleich, that we'll go with our youngsters, and Paro says, just go with the males, go with the men? Question one. Question two. We know that Moshe Rabbeinu, the eighth plague, we have the plague of Arbe, the locusts, right? Ibn Ezra says it's crocodiles, and I got a lot of animals getting involved here. And we know that Paro brings Moshe back, and he says in Perek Yud, Posik Tezayin, Vayimaher Paro Likro Moshe L'Aron. And he says, Vayomer Chatati L'Hashem. He said, I sinned to God. Vato Sono Chatati. I really made a mistake. Ve'tiru Hashem Elokeichem. Forgive me. Get away. Get this locust out of here. Ve'yatzer me'elai. And get them away. And then we know that they had a very powerful Ruach Yam Chazak Me'od. And it carries the locust. And it goes into the Yam. What? Listen. You know, we've been dealing with a lot of animals. You know, last week we spoke about the frog. Not the frogs. Right? They kept on hitting the frog. Stop hitting the frog. I got a little feedback about hitting the frogs. The guys liked it. Stop hitting the frog. And we're dealing with a lot of animals. Dever, the wild, what do they say? Pestilent, whatever the word is. Right? These words that we don't really know what we're saying, but they sound nice and we sound smart. And all of a sudden we get to the Arbe, the locust. And Paro goes nuts. Remove the locust. Listen, locusts are bad. I don't even know what locusts are, but they're bad, right? But why is Paro going crazy? What is so bad about the Arbe? Again, it's not good, but there's a lot of bad things going on. All these animals and Dever and boils and all these different things. Why was Arbet so bad? Why is it grouped in the second category? The Sfarim say that there's a category of seven. And now we have the last three. And that's why in the beginning of the parsha it said that Hashem hardened Pharaoh's heart. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was scared. I don't know. I'm giving up. So what is so unique about the Arbet? Question three. We know the beginning of Perek Yudbeis, the famous mitzvah, the first mitzvah in the Torah. Rashi writes in his Perish in Bereishis, where? Good. Perek Aleph, Pasuk Aleph. Rashi says, the famous Rashi. We don't think it's famous. It is famous, but we'll make it famous now. Here we go. Says Bereishis Bara Elokim, Amar Rav Yitzchak, says Rav Yitzchak. Right, a big discussion. What does it mean, Amar Rav Yitzchak? I don't think Rashi's quoting himself, right? They say maybe, the Taz says that maybe it's his father, you know, giving his father COVID, starting off the Chumash, and showing his father what he's gained from his father, Baruch Hashem. Again, discussion who this Amar Rav Yitzchak is. And Rashi says, bringing down from the Medrash, Lo ayasorech lahatil zatorah elam yichodesh hazeh lachem. The first mitzvah in this week's Parsha, Parsha's Bo, Perek Yudbeis, the mitzvah of Kiddush HaKodesh, sanctifying the moon, she mitzvah Rishon, and even though a lot of Rishonim, the Chinuch, says there's a mitzvah of Milah, and a mitzvah of a circumcision, and a mitzvah of Puravu, right? So it's not the first in their Sefer HaMitzvos, however, it doesn't, that we weren't commanded to do those mitzvahs. That's what the Rambam clearly writes in Chulin, Perish Mishnayos and Kuf, right? Now, Kuf, you're not going to look, but if you want to look, it's there, I promise. Yeah, that the Rambam says that really we don't learn the halachas from the Avos. We learn the halachas from Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. However, the first mitzvah, according to everyone, is sanctifying the moon. So why do you have to go through the whole Bereishis? Matam Patok Bereishis. Why are you starting with the book of Bereishis, of Genesis? That is the kasha. And what's the answer? The famous answer, Koach Maisav Yigil La'amo. Latet Lahem Nachlos Goyim. In order to give all the world to Klal Yisrael, because if the nations of the world are going to say, you stole it from us, you're bandits, and you conquered the land, we'll say, no, this is the land HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. This is proper in his eyes. And that's why we go through Bereishis. But it's a good question. But what is this mitzvah? What is this mitzvah of Kiddush HaKodesh? The Gemara Rosh Hashanah, so many Mishnayos talk about sanctifying the moon. What is so unique about sanctifying the moon? Why is it our first mitzvah? What is it all about? What is the moon? What is this mitzvah? Question three. What is this mitzvah of HaKiddush HaZeh, HaKodesh HaZeh Lachem? And lastly, the last question, it tells us in Perek Yudbeis, Pasuk Yudzayin, very, 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 very famous drasha. The Torah says, right, we're talking about Pesach, we're talking about that you can't do work, and it's Kares, and you can't do any Malacha, and then the Pasuk, famous Pasuk says, Perek Yudbeis, Pasuk Yudzayin, Ushmartem et ha-matzos, and you should guard the matzos, ki be'etzem hayom hazeh, because on this day, hotseisi esim hoseichem me'aretz Mitzrayim, because I've taken you out of Mitzrayim. And Rashi brings down from the Gemara in Pesachim and the Medrash of Yeshaya, beautiful Medrash, Rav Yeshaya says, Rashi says, al tehi kore et ha-matzos, don't read the word matzos, ela et ha-mitzvos. Rather, read it in the mitzvahs. Kederet she'ein machmitzin et ha-matzos. Just like you can't let the matzos become leavened, meaning there are 18 minutes that you have to get it before it starts to rise, and that's matzo. Kach ein machmitzin et ha-mitzvos. Don't let the mitzvos become stale and leavened. Elen bo liyotcha. Rather, if they come to you, asei oso miyad. Do it immediately. And the obvious question is, ask the Hela Ksav Sofer. Says the Ksav Sofer, I don't get it. I understand that you're making a pun on the word matzos, the same word as mitzvos, but why specifically are you saying it here? And what is the connection, what is the correlation to the end of the pasuk? Because the end of the pasuk says, ki be'etzem hayom hazeh, that I took you out of Mitzrayim. What does it mean, guard the matzahs, i.e. guard your mitzvos, don't let them become stale, because I took you out of Mitzrayim. What's the connection? We should never let our mitzvahs go stale. Why does it have to do with Mitzrayim? That's the bomb kasha of the Ksav Sofer. Why? Because I understand that it says matzos and mitzvos. The Ravaz writes in the Tshuva, beautiful Ravaz, he says, you know, the whole reason why there's no nekudos in the Torah is so that Chazal has the ability to go deeper, to understand things on a deep level. Because if you only have the word there, you can't really go so deep. You have the exact pronunciation and you have the exact nekudos. So that says the Ravaz, gevaldik, right? And I never understood, you know. When you get up there, bar mitzvah, you gotta like, you know, work so hard, you gotta memorize, you know, sometimes you have a tikkun, not that I know what I'm saying here, but I do, that you have a tikkun and you have both sides, sometimes you glance, and your bar mitzvah teacher knows that you're doing that, and he's like, listen kid, if you do that, you're not gonna be able to do that in your bar mitzvah, because there's gonna be no nekudos, and you're gonna look stupid up there, right? So you gotta focus. You gotta focus. But why? Just put nekudos in. Says the Rabbis, no, I don't put nekudos in. You know why I don't put nekudos in? Because I want Chazal. I want the great Talmidei Chachamim. I want Chazal to come and darshan, to learn out. However, what's the pshat here? Asks the Ksav Sofer. So again, we have bomb kashas. There's a lot. There's so much in this parsha. There's so many topics that we're just not hitting. But listen, you know, we can't have a 4-hour shir, you know, to give a, once it hits over 30 minutes, I see the eyes glazing. But, okay, listen, we got to try our best. So, hopefully, God willing, Bezus Hashem in future years. However, let's just focus what we got right now. So, again, we have four Gevaldik Kashas. The first Kasha, again, let's just guys are over. The first Kasha is, what is the give and take between Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron with Paro? Moshe says, Paro says, me no me hokim, who's going to go with you? And Moshe says, of course, our children and Binoreinu, Zukenu Neleich, right? We're all going to go. And Paro says, no. What are you talking about? It's just a Gvorim, just the men. What's that give and take? What's going on there? The second question, why are we so focused on Arbe? Right? Again, it's bad. Again, I'm not trying to say it's good, but it's Arbe. Why is Paro going crazy? Why is it in the second category in this week's Parsha? What's so bad about the Arbe? And also, HaKodesh HaZeh Lachem, what's this whole idea of sanctifying the moon? What does it show us? And lastly, what is this drasha? Ushmartem et hamatzos. Don't say that it's matzos, but say that it's mitzvahs. What's going on? So again, I think we're going to try to take two yesoides, two major foundations that are going to come out from this. And we're going to try to put it together. You know, sometimes I make it a chillin, sometimes it works, doesn't work. Probably someone's thinking like, and once I remember, I was giving a shir and NC's like cola. And the guy's like, listen, Rabbi, it was great, it was entertaining, you were great, throwing chazals. But what did one have to do with the other? I'm like, it did. He's like, okay, but it does. Everything connects. Hashem runs the world. Okay, anyway, let's go. What was the give and take between Moshe and Aaron and Paro? Moshe said, listen, we got to get out. We got to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam. And Paro says, fine, listen, maybe I'll let you go. I'll let you go serve your God. But only the men. And Moshe says, what are you talking about? Only the men. Binareinu v'zokeinu. The women, the children, the elders, everyone. What was the give and take? Moshe is saying, we have a fight in Hashkafa between us and the other nations of the world. Gavalik. See, right in this week's Parsha. Moshe is saying, it's not just about the men. It's not just about the clergy. It's about the family. It's about giving it over. Giving it over to your children. Giving it over to your grandchildren. Giving it over to your great-grandchildren. Giving it over to your students. Just giving it over to your wife. Giving it over to your family. It's religion is not just limited to the clergy. It's everyone. It's the atmosphere. It's the growth of everyone. The bias. We focus so much, right? The halacha is about Karban Pesach in this week's parsha, right? They have all the different halachas, so many details. You can't break the bones and all these different details. What's the pshat? What's the pshat? What's the whole idea? Because it's about the details. It's about the family. It's unbelievable. The Torah tells us in Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Yud, it says, Etachuka Hazos. And there's the Chazal tell us that there's a machlok. So what are we talking about? What chok? So one explanation is it's the chok of tefillin. Another explanation is it's the chok of Karban Pesach. What's this whole idea? What's it all about? Well, we're just saying this idea of mi mami holchim. I once heard a beautiful idea from Rav Sobolovsky, Gavaldik Talmud Chochim, right? I was supposed to work with him in the summer, Gavaldik. So he said a beautiful idea. Karban Pesach, which we were just speaking about a second ago, is the idea in the family, the details, but also the family. You have to get your family together. You have to put it on your doorpost, right? You have to put the blood, and Hashem will skip over. But you gotta have the family. The family eats it together. It's a family experience. And if you don't do it, there's going to be problems. That's the Karban Pesach. Because the whole essence of Judaism, the whole essence of Klal Yisrael is the atmosphere of serving the Ribbono Shel. It's not just limited to the clergy. It's not just limited to the high men. But it's the whole family. There's a Gavali Gemara in Bo Basar and Dov Chaf Aleph. The Gemara says, right, they had talking about the whole school system. And then it said that the fathers would teach the children. And then the Gemara says, wait, let's say there were no fathers. Says the Gemara, Ki Mitzion Teitze Torah, that they would go and learn Torah. Came along Rabbi Shua ben Gamla, and he created a whole school system. Tosfos right over there, Chaf Aleph from an Aleph, says, I don't get it. Why do you have to say Ki Mitzion Teitze Torah? Why do you have to learn it out that we learn Torah from Yerushalayim? Okay, listen, Yerushalayim is the center of the world, we get it. But why is that the school system? Look at the Tosfos, it's Gavaldik. Gavaldik, 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 Tosfos. Says Tosfos, because when they would get to the Beis HaMikdash, and they would see the Kohanim, and they'd see everything that's going on in the Beis HaMikdash, and there would be so much Yirei Shemayim, and there would be so many serving Hashem, bringing karbonis to Hashem. There was such an atmosphere of Torah, of growth. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. What's the other part of the Medrash? Right? Ki Achuka Hazos, the Tefillin. What does Tefillin represent? Tefillin is also a batim, right? What do we say about Tefillin? We're wearing our batim, very expensive, right? I have a son now, I gotta start saving up. I got a couple of 12 and a little years, but I gotta start saving up, right? The batim, right? And you gotta get the parshas because you're creating your own little mizbeach. Your own little mizbeach. Again, we just put the tefillin on our head, Yosei Zayin Shalom. We don't even know sometimes if we put the tefillin on or not. Yeah, I'm talking about myself, i.e. everyone here. But again, the tefillin represents our own little bias. So that's what the home is. The home is our own little bias, but also it extends. That's the machlokus between Paro and Moshe. Paro said it's just Hagvorim, it's just the men. And Moshe says, No. The leaders is everyone. All of Klal Yisrael is a big unit, and we all have a part in this. We all have a part. We're all part of the whole of everything. We're part of this big orchestra. We're Hashem's chosen nation. Great. So we have to realize that. The Chukah Hazos, the Karban Pesach, the bias, and also the tefillin. What's the whole Yisod of Arbe? What was going on? Why was Paro going crazy at Moshe about the Arbe? So I heard a beautiful idea. And I think this idea is going to answer up all the kashas. Beautiful idea. Arbe, you know why Paro was so scared? Because the minute Arbe lays an egg, it just goes wild, rapid fire, and it's unstoppable. Do you know what Paro was nervous about? That the whole country was going to be taken over by locusts. The whole country was going to be taken over by this crazy animal. Yeah, the other animals, the frogs, and all these different things are bad also. And again, hitting the frog. But the locusts, The minute it hatches that egg, done. It's a done deal. You know what Paro is showing us? A big Yisod. We spoke about it before, but we have to chazer it over. The power of time. Seconds count. The minute that that egg hatches, the minute it hatches, boom. It just rapid fire. It just goes. Paro is showing us time is precious. Time is of the essence. That's why Paro was so nervous about the Arbe. He knew that. He knew. Right? The Medrash, a beautiful Medrash. The Medrash says, we know we learned in Bereishis about Yaakov and Esav. When Yaakov went to go get the brachas, we know Yaakov went in. And the Medrash says in a Gevaldik Medrash, Yaakov went in, got the brachas, and he hears Esav at the door. His whole life is flashing in front of him. Esav sees him. He's dead. He's a dead man walking. He's going to kill him. I don't know. He didn't have guns back then, but you know, it wouldn't be a good thing. Says the Medrash, it's Gevaldik. Esav opened the door, and when he opened the door, Yaakov went behind the door. Do you know what this Medrash is saying? Obviously, the Siyata did the Shmaya. Maybe, hopefully, Yaakov put that in his book. Right? I mean, the Medrash did. But you know what it's saying? The power of a second. Can you imagine 2 seconds later, if they just met up and he didn't get behind the door, all of history, Yaakov would have been dead. We wouldn't be here right now. Can you imagine that? You know, I have a crazy story. I don't even know why I'm telling you a story, but it's related a little. Crazy story. So when me and my wife, we only had a couple kids at the time, we lived in Ramat Eshkol, in Yerushalayim, you know, where young couples live, very nice. And we had like the best rent. I really believe that the reason why, I'll tell you what happened in a second, we had amazing rent. Again, it wasn't the nicest apartment. Okay, you know, Gemara says in Brachos that Eretz Yisrael is Nikneh B'Yisurin, that, you know, you're not living the life of luxury over there, but it's still it's Eretz Yisrael. So I remember, we were paying really amazing. And the Baldira was a Russian man. He didn't know Hebrew and he didn't know English. It was crazy, you know. Just think about that conversation. He was Russian, didn't go so far. But then his son, he had a Chiloni son, wasn't religious, older man, like 35, 36, and he saw what was going on. He's like, I'm bumping up the rent. Yeah, I think it was $500. I'm turning it from 500 to 1,000. Like, you can't do that. I have a contract. Well, the whole contract, it was like, whatever. A lot of stories within stories. We got to get to the answers, you know? I see. But there's a story. You guys are up for this, yeah? So what happened? This guy decided he's going to get us out. I don't care. I'm going to get this family out. I'm bumping my rent up to 1,000. I don't care what I do. He started cutting electricity. He started cutting the phone. It was crazy. I felt like I was in a movie. Got my rebaim involved. It was nuts. One time, finally, we're like, we can't live like this. This is crazy. Okay. We said we're going to, right, I'm going to give him everything I owe him, no problem, I'm going to find an apartment. But what was one of the things is that since I got it, came into the apartment, painted apartment, I had to leave the apartment painted. Yeah? So obviously I'm not going to spend 5,000 shekel on a paint job, especially a guy that is a creep and is doing bad things. So, but again, I went to ask a rov, do I have to do this? I had a sad to make the paint the apartment black. I decided maybe that's not a good idea, it might kill me. So my wife, again, I always get my wife involved in my mishigash. She's artistic, gavaldic. So I decided, listen, maybe you could paint. And obviously she does everything. So she went and she painted the apartment. Now, siyata d'shmaya, because she locked the door. I don't even know why she locked the door. But she locked the door and she was painting and we ran out of paint. I went to go get paint. I think I had either Shira or Rivka. I think I owned Shira. And my oldest. And I went to go get more paint. And the door that she's hearing, banging, 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 banging. And she's like, I don't know what to do. It's not me. Listen, I might be in a bad mood. I'll bang down the door. And she hears banging. She's very nervous. She knows that it must be the son, Valdir's son. And then she doesn't open. She was like thinking about jumping out the window. Thank God she didn't do that. That would be very bad. And then he realizes he can't get in. He didn't have a key. Right? Landlord doesn't have a key. It's a problem also. So then he comes down. And then I'm coming up the street. We're going up a big street. And we're talking about seconds. That's why I'm talking about this. I'm not sure. I don't know why I went on a tangent. Can I get it back? And within seconds, I was literally like 2 seconds away from not seeing him. He saw me. Oh, yeah. Right, it wasn't Yago. He saw me. Bogus, I'm still alive. But then I started veering into a courtyard. I'm like, that's not smart. So then I went all the way down to a major intersection, Bar Ilan. I remember this. And I started screaming in my broken Hebrew, help! I don't even know what Sala! I don't even know what I said. I'm like, and all of a sudden, there was a crowd of like 35 Haredi people. They were like making negotiations. I don't know, it was crazy. Baruch Hashem, we worked things out. It was a crazy, crazy story. We got out of the apartment. Okay, oh, the only reason I brought that story is because, not sure it's a funny story, but again, time! Time is of the essence! And that's what Arba is! Arba is that Paro realized that once those eggs hatch, it's game over. And that's why he was so stark. What does it mean? HaKodesh HaZeh Lachem. The sanctification of the moon. The essence of time. Klal Yisrael was given the power to be Mekadesh the Chodesh. Klal Yisrael, as a Bezdin, as the court, were given the ability to sanctify the moon. God gave us, the Jewish people, the power to sanctify. He gave us the power to do, with Him. But it's the power of time. We have the ability to create time. And that's how we base our heart, the lunar months, the lunar time cycle, because we base everything on the moon. And we calculate. Hashem has given us the power. Klal Yisrael has given the power. That's why it's the first mitzvah, HaKodesh HaZeh Lachem, that Hashem has given us the power of time. And we have to make time of the essence. Ushmartem et ha-mitzvos. Why? Says Yitzhak Sofer, what's the correlation? What's the connection? You know what the connection is? Chazal tell us that Klal Yisrael is on the 49th level of Tumah. They get to the 50th, they're done. Once they get there, they're finished. Ushmartem et ha-mitzvos. 1 second, it would have been over. But they were able to ushmartem et ha-mitzvos, and they changed the fate. That's the same idea here. The power of time. The power of time. And I think we have to realize, we have to take advantage of our time more. It was Gavaldik. We just went on a trip with Yeshiva. One of the Bokrim, I'm not going to say his last name, Bokr Shragi. He heard of an idea that another Yeshiva went and they took away their, they didn't have phones. They didn't have their devices. And we tried it. The Yeshiva did it. And first year and second year, they didn't have phones. The only way you could go on the trip is if you gave in your phone. And it was unbelievable. Again, there were points that, you know, the boys were bugging out. Like when we got lost in a ditch, in a crater for like 3 hours. Like, I need my phone, right? I understand that, right? But however, one guy told me there was a shear that was given from one of the Bachrim. And he said, this is the first time I focused. Because I showed that time is essence. I don't have to waste my time. And again, there's a lot of good things. I'm not here to bash. But we know sometimes we get addicted and we lose the sense of time. But time is of the essence. We're only in this world. We don't know how long we're in this world. Hopefully 120 years. But, you know, most people don't live to 120, right? You'll be in, like, the Guinness Book of World Records. You'll be like, no, but hopefully we'll live to that. But if not, we have to make time essence. We have to make our time precious. I remember when I was a bacher in second year, one of my rabbeim, still very close, Rav Estrig, he gave a story. And he gave a story of, imagine you're in the middle of Shmona Esrei, and like, it's like, you know, you're having one of those bad days. Been there, done that, you know? But then you're like, wait, my time is precious, and Hashem loves me, and all of a sudden you just focus back on. Because Hashem loves us. The time is important. We're here. We're in this world to perform. We're in this world to become Ovdei Hashem. We're in this world to get a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But our time is of the essence. And we have to make our time precious. And I think these two ideas interrelate. The first idea, we're talking about the atmosphere of the family and time. I think they're interrelated. Because I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're a grandfather. I don't care if you're a father. I don't care if you're just a buckler. I don't care whoever you are. Your actions mean something. And when you show yourself that either you take out, you have a couple extra minutes downtime, and you take out a safer and you learn, and you say, oh, I can't learn so much. You go and you take out a, you listen to a shear, and your kids or your friends see this, it's going to have a good impression on them. They might try to like put you down or you're trying to show off, but no, you keep on doing it. You make it real. It will be a lasting impression. When you see someone learning all the time, it makes a lasting impression. You know, I see my father learning Daf Yomi. You know, I try to keep up with it. You know, Baruch Hashem, I have a lot of responsibilities, other shiurim and stuff. But I want to. But it's unbelievable just making time precious and seeing my father also learning sechtos and conquering, because time is precious. And we could make time precious. It's up to us. HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem. Hashem has given Klal Yisrael the ability to sanctify time. So let us realize that. Ushmartem et ha-mitzvos. Don't let the mitzvos become stale. Use our time wisely. We're doing it. And little enthusiasm. The way we approach things is going to have a lasting effect on us. Our Olam Haba. The Rebbeinu Shalom and our families and the people around us. Let us keep on growing. Let us learn from the Arbe. We can learn things from animals also, from locusts. That the minute it hatches, game over. Let us realize that our time is precious. If you have a couple extra minutes here, and of course you need downtime, and of course you need relaxation. That's not a contradiction. But when you have a Friday night and it's early, take out a Gemara, take out a Chumash, take out whatever. When there's so many books, take out a Gadol book, take out a Chumash in English, take out a Navi in English or a Gemara, whatever you need. Just do it. Make our time precious. And Bezes Hashem, we should just grow together as a yeshiva and grow together. Making our time precious, realizing how fortunate we are to be part of this awesome nation, and let us keep on growing and growing with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Have an amazing, amazing, amazing Shabbos.